Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome. We are live. Yep, today is 1 week until Thanksgiving, November 21st, 2024. Welcome to everybody jumping on in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you. Hello, hello. Let's see who is jumping on. I see people coming in from South Carolina, Tennessee, Washington, Indiana, Texas. God bless Texas. Oh, my goodness gracious. I think people from New Zealand are on, which is amazing. Maine, aloha from Oahu. Hello, hello to you as well. Welcome to our brothers and sisters watching in Hawaii. And let's see who else is coming on. West Virginia, Georgia. We're putting out a short about Georgia, so keep watch for that. It's coming out. The devil tried to go down to Georgia, but the Lord dealt with it. So we're going to be doing that soon. And hello to everybody else jumping on, to our moderators, to our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. I'm going to open up in prayer in just a moment as people are jumping on. We have a lot to talk about, including Matt Gaetz has withdrawn now. This is a huge news story, actually, that is broken. My team alerted me to it today, actually. And there is so much more that we have to get into. I'm going to open up in prayer. I have my time with Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. We have that cue to go. We prophetically talked about Jehu, and it was amazing. So please stay tuned for that. If you can share this video now, share as well, like and subscribe. Let me open up in prayer, and I want to thank one person quick, and we're going to get, there's a lot to talk about today. There is a lot happening. There is a parallel I'm beginning to see that's running between the church and the government right now, and we're probably going to get into that more on Monday, but I'm beginning to see this parallel form, and so I'm just praying about it. So let's open up in prayer, and we'll begin. Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you this day, Father God. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name, Father God. Lord, we humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father. Forgive us of every way we've sinned and fallen short, Father God. Lord, we praise you that your mercies are new every single day, Lord. We all fall short of your glory, Father God. We all do. And we praise you, Father God, that you sent a Savior for us. Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, came to the earth. He was the Word, became flesh. He was the Passover Lamb. He dwelt among us. He was the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He reconciled us back to you. He miraculously rose again in 3 days, and after appearing to many, ascended back into heaven, took his rightful place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is our advocate before your throne, and I honor that. We honor that, Lord, before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKadosh, to fill this place, Father God. Lord, let your power, your might, your glory go forth. Let it descend, Father God. Let people tangibly feel your presence, Lord. Be our front and rear guard as we go forth. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you, fill us, Lord, with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, take all the glory for yourself, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, harm, interference, or sabotage that would be attempted. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is rebuked, canceled, aborted, destroyed, dismantled, disabled, rendered powerless, nullified, voided, disarmed, bound up in the name of Jesus Christ, and cast back to the dry places, pits, and areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. You are the breath. You are the Yahweh. You are the breath, Father God, of life, Lord. And we glorify you. We praise you, Lord. Take all the glory, Father God. You deserve it, Father God. We are merely vessels and receptacles for your glory to fill and for what your plans and your purposes are to be fulfilled in the earth, Father. We praise you in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to those of you jumping on. We have so much to talk about, including Matt Gaetz stepping aside and stepping away from the nomination, I have to thank one person, actually two people, very fast. So first of all, I was very touched by this. Christine, I think it's Firestein, Psalm 23 on a silver bar. Christine, thank you so much for this. This is absolutely precious. We're going to talk to Andrew about something like this potentially. So we thank her for that. And guess who visited me today? Doobie, Kim Clement's tour guide, was in the States, and he came and he visited with us today at the Ark, and he gave me this necklace. His wife was actually wearing it, and they took it off, and they gave it to me. It's very special, but we're praying, me and Doobie, together about something the Lord wants us to do. So just we keep that in mind, keep that in prayer. So we were so glad to have Doobie and his lovely wife, Inbal, here today to visit with us at the Ark. Okay, now let's get down to business here with what is going on, because there is a whole lot of shaking going on. I know that's a song, but there is truth right now to that song with what we see happening. So a few days ago, and I'm going to intro him in a minute, it was actually, I think it was about a couple days ago, me and Rabbi Jonathan Kahn got on together to discuss the pattern of Jehu, what we have seen with the presidency, what's coming for America. We talked for about 20 minutes, and I want you to be able to see it. And when we come back, we are going to be live. Clay Clark is going to be with us. We're going to be talking about what's just happened with Matt Gaetz, amongst other happenings that are going on. So Rabbi Jonathan Kahn has been one of the spiritual leaders to have radically impacted our world in modern times. He has spoken at the United Nations, on Capitol Hill, to members of Congress, and to millions around the world. Every one of his books, starting with The Harbinger onward, has become a New York Times bestseller. He is recognized as a prophetic voice of our times. He leads Beth Israel at the Jerusalem Center in Wayne, New Jersey, and Hope of the World Ministry, which is a world outreach of God's word and compassion to the world's most needy. He is also a precious friend of ours. So please enjoy my time with Rabbi Jonathan Kahn talking about the Jehu anointing and what has just happened in this nation. We're going to bring in Jonathan Kahn right now. Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, we're welcoming in the Holy Spirit right now, the Ruach HaKodesh, into this conversation in Jesus' name. Welcome, Rabbi.
Always great to be with you, Amanda.
Thank you. It's wonderful to have you back. So a lot has happened since you've last been on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And let's talk about that. Let's talk about this incredible victory that has happened in America with Donald Trump winning in an incredible way the presidency and what this means for America.
Yeah, and I know you had a vigil of prayer on there for this, and
yes, you were part of it.
In fact, I don't think I've ever seen so much prayer happening. I mean, in for the election. I mean, as we did in this one, and also people encouraging people to vote. And I just heard that they did a study, and it was basically believers that pushed Donald Trump back into the White House. So a few things. This is, I mean, it's dramatic. This is, you know, a number of years ago, I wrote a book called The Paradigm. And
yes.
The paradigm, it speaks about the leaders of our time. There's an ancient paradigm that matches up with them. And with Donald Trump, for America, I mean, for Israel, he's been Osiris. But for America, he's Jehu. And he's following this pattern of Jehu. He doesn't know it, but he's following this template of Jehu. Jehu was wild. He was unpredictable. He wasn't a politician. He was a fighter. And you never knew what he was going to do next or say next. And he was used by God to come to a nation that had known God, but was falling away from God and rapidly descending. And he used Jehu to, number one, shock the system, and also to overturn the powers that be, the house of Ahab.
Yes.
He was actually a judgment for the elite and those in power. But he also was to slow down the fall of the nation and even turn it back, if he could, turn it back to God. And he was used to drive out Baal worship, you know, and he was the one he made in order to come to power. Jehu had to make an alliance with the religious conservatives of the land. So Donald Trump had to make that alliance with the religious conservatives, as he has. And he also, you know, Jehu, to come to power, he had to defeat the nation's former first lady.
Yes, that Jezebel
at the time.
Yes,
and so he had to defeat Hillary Clinton, and Jezebel was for the offering up of children, and so was Hillary Clinton. She was the champion, Planned Parenthood's champion. Mm-hmm. So with everything replayed, and everybody thought, I mean, the polls were saying that Clinton was going to trounce Trump. Well, the paradigm said that the Jehu's going to win, and he did. And the thing is interesting because in this election, notice the dynamics. Again, it's a woman with an ungodly agenda, with an anti, which has never happened. The only times it happened was Hillary Clinton and Kamala Harris. Mm-hmm. And both times, this is the dynamics of Jehu. Both times you have Jehu, and it's interesting. Because when Trump was against Biden, it wasn't that dynamic. It wasn't the same dynamic.
No, it wasn't at
against,
all.
He's against a woman with an ungodly agenda, he wins. Jehu wins, you know.
Yes.
So he won again, you know. So this is a reprieve in one sense. It's a window. It's not the answer. The answer is Jesus. And the answer is revival. But God uses the political realm to open the door to the answer. So we cannot stop praying now. We cannot stop being vigilant now. We got to go even farther because this is a window. If we don't use this window for revival, we're going to waste it. You know, and if you don't have revival, it's going to turn back. You know, if you change the government, but you don't change the people are going to change the government back. If you change the laws, but you don't change the hearts, the unchanged hearts are going to change the changed laws back. So we have to change the hearts and it's revival. So let's pray. I mean, let's not stop praying. We got to keep praying, but pray that Donald Trump will truly go all out for God in this. This is like a last chance. Because if he does, God will do an amazing thing, So there's so much, by the way, there's so much to this Temple of Jesus. It's amazing. In fact, Amanda, I'm going to have to write another book because there's so much. There is so much that's happening right now and that for the future. So pray, you know, we got to pray for God. And we got to spread the gospel, go all out. You got religious freedom right now. Use it. Go full blast.
And I totally agree with that. And I'm going to read to you something very fast from July 1st, 2023, right? That the Lord had me, a very short paragraph within a word that he had me put out. And it says, "For a Jehu shall come before, looking like a bit of a madman, however, is anointed by God to tear down with the hands of seducing spirits, and those who encourage the idolatry of Baal have built through the work of the hands of one woman and one man. The foundation beneath shall be challenged by this Jehu, and his fierce driving shall be recognized as he convinces under the anointing of God those around such individuals to turn on them and finally throw them down."
Now, Amanda.
Yes.
When did you get that?
July 1st, 2023.
Yeah. Yeah. This is what Jehu did, and this is where we are. And this is, you know, it's like there was a destiny to win here. And this is, you know, God used Jehu and he preserved Israel for a time, you know.
Yes,
and,
he did.
And now we don't know that there was revival under Jehu, and when Jehu was gone, things kind of went back. We want to go better than that, you know, and so therefore we got to pray. Revival is the answer. Jehu is a vessel.
Well, amen. And that the Jehu then is willing to put on the full yoke of God.
Yes.
And be fully yoked as Hezekiah was, as Josiah was, as David was, willing now, because it's uncomfortable to someone who's never worn it to put that yoke on now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, Jehu is the only king of the northern kingdom who is commended at all. All of them were disasters in the north. He is commended, but he also had a mix. He didn't go the Jehu from the Bible. He did some things of God, but he didn't go fully. We got to pray that this Jehu goes fully.
Amen.
That's it.
Amen.
And it's not just the political thing, and it's not just what his own plans are. He's got to realize God has his own plans. And I think that even when he saved him from death by but that fraction of an inch before this, I think God is trying to get that to Trump.
Amen. I very much agree with that. And let me ask you a question now, because you wrote the book, The Dragon Prophecy, right? And it had to do with Israel and Hamas, right? And everything that happened with that.
Time, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, when the election happens, Hamas suddenly comes out and says they want a deal. Which is interesting because we saw what Trump did to ISIS.
Yeah.
And so what do you think the dynamic now, how is it going to change, you having written this book, And now what's happened with the election in Israel now with this war with Hamas and in Lebanon? How do you think Trump taking office is going to change the dynamics of this war?
Well, the amazing thing is when the enemies of America, the enemies of Israel sense a strong leader, they generally get better. You know, a weak leader does not help because that actually brings more conflict. And we've actually seen that, you know. So on one hand, there's the hope that they will realize, number one, you know, Trump does mean what he says when he talks like this, but also he's also going to be more pro-Israel. And so that Hamas, if they're expecting America to pressure Israel to stop, well, that's not so much with Trump. So it's going to pressure them, and it's going to pressure those who are under them, who and many of them are getting very tired of Hamas. Many of them are saying they've ruined our lives, they've ruined everything. To do that now, whether they will, you know, it's that versus the satanic spirit that impels them. So whether it's gonna, you know, the common sense thing would be let's let up, let's make a deal, let's get over it, let's have finished with this. But the other side is there is demonic stuff there, and so you don't know. But the pressure will be for that. And same with Iran, the pressure will be for that.
Now, I don't know if you heard this, but it's beginning to percolate and be reported. And I just happened to see this in passing, that the Ayatollah is not well. And we're looking for a credible source on this, because this is beginning to be, you know what I'm saying? It's beginning to kind of make its way through. And this is a very interesting time, I think, we're entering with the leadership of Iran being toppled. Because I remember when the Lord had said to me back in February of 2023, I was at Church International, and the Spirit of the Lord hit me, and I just began to prophesy. And he said, Netanyahu will be the ox for me that topples the regime of Iran and helps plow the fields in America. Which is interesting, seeing what we see happening. So how do you think that is going to change now going into this season?
Yeah.
The dynamics of Iranian leadership.
Yeah. Well, on one hand, the man has never been well, but now he may be physically.
I'm being nice when I'm saying that.
I know. He's old, and he's going to pass away at one point. But, you know, you don't know if the next leader is going to be, you know how it is. The system has to change. What I've heard from people who are from there, actually, it may sound strange for some people, not for others, and that is Iran. A person from Iran just told me, he said, about 90% of the people, number one, are against the government, and they're actually pro-Netanyahu. They actually are saying, and I don't know the statistics, nobody has a thing on it, but
that's amazing.
He said it's widespread. He said they're actually saying, Netanyahu, come, get over here, come, we'll build an embassy, we'll build embassies in every city, come and get rid of this thing. And Netanyahu has actually addressed the Islamic, the Iranian people, you know, saying this, because he knows that there's a difference. Mm-hmm. So the thing is interesting, because in the Dragon's Prophecy, you know, on one hand, and in biblical prophecy, Iran is an enemy of Israel in the last days. We know that. That doesn't mean there can't be revival in the middle of that and a turn. But also, we saw one of the things we spoke about that I was led to put in the book, and that is that the, you know, there's this Abrahamic covenant. And the last president of Iran, the president, who's the secular head under the Ayatollah, he's the one who authorized, who fired the missiles on Israel. And 30 days later, he struck down dead. There's the Abrahamic covenant.
That was wild.
Amazing thing, because, you know, he also vowed that he was going to bring destruction to Israel, which is blasphemy. And the weekend that he was killed, that he was struck down, the ancient word that was appointed in every synagogue of the world ended with, the man who said the blasphemy will be struck down. The next day he struck down, and God says, you know, in Ezekiel 38, Iran is going to be one of those nations. Yes. He says, I'm going to bring you on them against the mountains. And he literally brought this president of Iran down on the mountains, against the mountains. So you don't mess with God. And so this is one who messed with God. The Ayatollah is the other one. So I wouldn't be, I mean, I don't know, you know, about the intel reports, but I do know he's not in a good position, because you don't do this to Israel. This is the leadership, the first one ever that directly attacked Israel. So I don't know if it's the case, but I wouldn't be surprised if it is.
You know, it's interesting, but what we've seen happen just now in America, in the realm of the spirit, it seems to have now triggered this tremor that is going across the globe. And we're about to see a very significant changing of the guard within the earth because of this. It seems to have gone out now in this tremor. And I believe we're being positioned right now to witness this. From the United States, but to witness a changing of the guard.
It's interesting.
Around the globe.
Yeah, interesting, because Because on one hand, you know, you have Netanyahu in a similar position. He was out of power for a little bit, came back. And there's somebody who said, there was a prophetic word said that when you see Netanyahu come back, you'll see Donald Trump come back. And there is a connection there. And so, yeah, what happens in America is going to happen to the world. And it is going to cause Trump. There's no question about it. And Jehu was like a wrecking ball. You know, he was, as you kind of said in that word, you know, he overturns, you know, he overturns. Yeah. And Jehu was, listen, when Jehu was anointed by that prophet, he was anointed to actually bring vengeance, you know. And the thing is that now we know, you know, it wasn't necessarily his personal vengeance. It was God's vengeance. So so people are saying, oh, Trump is vengeful, is vengeful. Well, you know, Jehu was too. And the other thing is that Jehu was a judgment against the status quo and against the elite and against the old guard and against the corrupt order. So Trump, whether he means it or not, doesn't matter. It seems like he's the same thing.
You know, it's interesting because this year, as we both know, was the year of the dragon in China.
Still is. Until the release of your book.
Which is kind of, isn't that strange? Just the timing of God. I believe it's in February when they switch. And February 2020, there's two interesting events that are happening within 2 months, we'll say, within a 2 month time span next year. We've got in China, it becomes the year of the snake.
The serpent,
which is interesting in itself. The year of the
serpent.
We don't
know if that's an improvement, Amanda.
No, we don't. This is something we're going to have to pray on and see. But then Purim next year is marked by a blood moon. It's marked by a lunar eclipse. So I find that interesting that going into next year, we first see this. Okay, we see what's going on in China and the changing there. But then we see what's coming with Purim being marked.
Yeah, Purim. Yeah, I mean, Purim being that the plans against God's people get turned around and get overturned, and the enemies of God fall, you know, and that's been something again and again. It could be, you know, I expect this to be a dramatic year. I expected this year to be a dramatic year. When I was praying at the beginning, I always pray for a word when I share at Beth Israel, and I got warfare, and it's been totally that. And I expect this one to be a dramatic year. You know, and by the way, here's the other thing, you know, with Jehu coming back, he's coming back stronger, not weaker. He's coming back stronger, you know? Yeah. And so we expect this to be dramatic. And by the way, I believe you and I may have spoken once because people asked before all this and they said, okay, well, what do you think with the election? Well, I said, I want to be careful. I don't want to be dramatic, but I do want to say things. So one thing I want to throw this out, and this is from the paradigm concerning this, and that is that, you know, interesting, Jehu's last year, because when you look at the ancient people, the prototypes, and you look at the modern ones, there's always a matchup with how long they're on the national stage. And the thing is that with Jehu, you know, and no president can reign as long as a king can reign, but Jehu, it says his last year was the 28th year. He's linked to the number 28. 28th year, the year.
Interesting.
Trump was elected right now. Now, because he was elected, his last year will be the year 2028. So it's, and in fact, if he was elected for the other election, and if he won against Biden, worked out. So it's only because he didn't win that it's going to work out. And so this is, you know, it's not an accident. There's going to be a new agenda. It's going to be dramatic. There's going to be shaking. It's going to be dramatic.
You know what's interesting too? You're saying his last year is 28, and that matches up with Jehu as well. And the next Shemitah year that comes is going to hit 2028. We're going to be in the middle of that Shemitah year, I believe. It begins September 27, correct?
And the Shemitah literally Shemitah means kind of let fall. I mean, the word Hebrew means let fall. It's overturning. And yeah, it wasn't the case before with Trump. So this is the first time. So you got a lot of things converging. And it's going to be a real interesting time. And again, we're all part of it. Our prayers are crucial. This could be, you know, I was led, Amanda, to share. Let me throw this in. In August, I got a strong leading to give a word to Donald Trump, and I've never felt that before. And I just felt that. And then in October, I'm invited to go down to where he was at Atlanta, the gathering of Trump with leaders of faith. And they asked me to come and be one of those who speak. And so Trump came. They scheduled me last, so just before Trump would be on the stage. So Trump came to the building. So he's in the building. He's backstage. And I'm saying, you know what? I don't know what, the first way the word's going to come out, I'm going to share it outright, you know, there. And I did, you know, and it was, and the thing is, it was that, you know, this is, you know, this may be the last chance. You know, this is going to be his last act. Mm-hmm. And it could be the last chance for America to come back.
Yeah.
And so you got it. So I said to him, this is the moment. You have to go all out. Trump is a trumpet, literally. There's a lot of things to that. Mm-hmm. But a trumpet cannot fulfill its calling unless it's filled with the breath of the one who has lifted it up. God has lifted it up. And we got to pray that Trump would be filled with the breath of God, the Spirit of God, to fulfill the ultimate calling for which he was placed on earth.
That is, amen to that. I agree with that. I'm for what you were saying, I'm going to read to you something very interesting, okay, that I think you're going to find fascinating. So the Lord led me to look up the meaning of Donald Trump's father's name, Frederick Christ Trump, right? And Donald Trump's name, and put them together.
Oh, yeah.
And when you look their names up and you put them together, it says, the peaceful ruler shall bring forth an anointed one that will announce the ruler of the world, for God is gracious, and will announce, for he will outrank all other suits. Mm. Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I believe, you know, the Lord, I'm not saying it's every case, but the Lord many times gives names that do match up, you know. Donald Trump, world leader, you know, and amazing, and the whole thing. Yeah. Yeah. So we got to pray. We, you know, what I'm saying is that, you know, we've got a job to do, all of us.
Yeah.
Especially those who have God's spirit and God's heart and are attuned to the prophetic times. Let's really commit more than ever to pray that God has his way with America. And that will be the world too. And that God, and that pray for revival. The only thing that can save America is revival, turning back. Pray that God uses this one to open the door.
Well, amen to that. Baruch Hashem to that. While you were speaking, Chet is putting his head up and down. Yes. So even Chet agrees.
If Chet agrees, I'm good.
We're good.
Amanda, good. I'm blessed when you agree, but when Chet agrees, you know, this is the Lord's saying. And just to say, for those who, I don't know if they have it or if they don't have it, but when I mentioned the things about Jehu, that's from the paradigm. We don't have any picture of it, but the book called The Paradigm, I wrote it in 2017. It's still coming true. So that's the paradigm. And the other one, of course, is the Dragon's Prophecy, everywhere. I know you have it. It's literally everywhere. And get it for people who don't know the Lord as well as those who do. It's happening now. It's happening now.
We'll put the information up on the screen where you can get the Dragon's Prophecy. It's so important for what we see happening and for what's going to happen with Israel, given this changing of the guard that we're witnessing beginning to occur in the earth. Rabbi Jonathan, thank you so much for coming on. We love it when you come on.
Thank Amanda. It's always a joy. I feel like I'm coming home. And for you to tell me that Chet agreed, you made my day.
Well, we are happy to oblige. We are happy to do that for you, Rabbi. Thank you so much.
Amanda.
And there it is, the paradigm. There it is.
How do you guys get, you got the paradigm. I don't even
have
that.
We have a great social media team. They found
it. You do. Yep. You do. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks. Rabbi Jonathan, hope to see you again. God bless you.
You too.
Okay.
All right.
And we are back. That was my time just a couple days ago with Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. Right before I bring Clay Clark on, there is news that is breaking with Reuters. Some of you were talking about it in the chat as well. It says from the November 21st, which is today, the International Criminal Court issued arrest warrants on Thursday for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his former defense chief, as well as Hamas leader Ibrahim al-Masri, for alleged war crimes and crimes against humanity in the Gaza conflict. So this is a developing story right now. I think this judge is treading on very dangerous ground right now. I believe he is trifling in God's business. And I think we are going to see a fierce response on God's part with this, but this is breaking news. Some of you were talking about it in the chat, but this is actively going on right now, along with what's happening right now with Matt Gaetz as well, stepping aside. So let's bring on Clay Clark so we can talk about some of this and other things, because there's a lot happening right now.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay, how are you?
Well, you hate to follow Jonathan Cahn, I can tell you that. He's an incredible teacher, incredible prophet, a friend of mine, a friend of the Reawakened Tour. I can't say enough great things about Jonathan Cahn. And for anybody out there who hasn't read one of his books, they're fascinating to read. And his process for writing them is pretty incredible, too. So I'm so glad that I had the opportunity to follow Jonathan Cahn.
There you go. There you go. So, Clay, there's a lot happening right now.
Yeah.
So I was just saying the ICC, I guess, criminal court issued arrest warrants today, which is interesting because this is a breaking, I guess, story that is unfolding on Reuters. We have Matt Gaetz stepping aside from the nomination. And I want to get your take on this.
Sure. Let's go one by one. So okay. While you're talking about the International Criminal Court, I believe, has declared, you know, certain arrest warrants. I don't know if people know this, but China just announced today they have found copious amounts of gold, huge amounts of gold today. What? And Russia just announced 7 days ago that they now have the most gold they've ever had. They're setting records on the amount of gold they have. Anyway, how does this tie in? I want people to understand this. These are coordinated events, and I'm not playing solitaire. I'm going to read you some hard facts and some notes from this screen over here. So Russia announced that they have hit an historic $207.7 billion of gold. What? That's Russia. Meanwhile, again, Russia is saying this. Meanwhile, China has announced, again, this is China, a massive country, obviously BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. Yeah. This is a country that, you know, is teaming up with Russia. So Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, they're all teaming up. So China has announced that they have found a copious amount of gold. Just 12 hours ago, this breaking news, China has announced they found $83 billion worth of gold reserves in the Hunan province. So this is at the same time that Putin is talking about introducing a new world order. So would it make sense that China and Russia have announced both the discovery of gold in China and the accumulation of gold in Russia at the very moment they're talking about introducing a new world order? Yes. And does that tie into potentially arrests or some sort of action that is taking place? Does this coincide with the fact that World War III looks to be imminent by many people that are geopolitical experts, of which I am not one, but many very realistic geopolitical experts like General Flynn are saying that the idea that Ukraine is shooting missiles and weapons into Russia, that idea that is happening, that escalation continues, may be justification for Russia announcing World War III of some kind. So again, there's a lot of events, and they're all taking place simultaneously.
Yes,
so
they are.
All I could say is, although I don't know a whole lot about the international court there and what they're doing right now, but I can tell you that China and Russia are acting together financially and militarily.
And they're the two also that have started to team up with the alliance with Iran against Israel. So as the warrant's being issued, you're seeing what Clay is saying, and you're seeing this conglomerate of nations come together, and you're seeing China and Russia with North Korea as well beginning to come together, right? And form a band of brothers, we'll say loosely, so they could, in a way, come out against the United States of America, Israel, and nations like that.
And again, these are all events that seem like they're unrelated, but I'm telling you, folks,
but they are related.
Right now, you know, Andrew Sorcini, who's obviously on your program from time to time, and he's on mine as well. His organization is Beverly Hills Precious Metals. His website is bh-pm.com.
We have the Cyrus coin with him. Yeah.
I was just talking to Andrew here earlier today, and he said, hey, wow. And the retail buying, and again, China and Russia are not retail buyers of gold. These are countries buying copious amounts of gold. But he said on the retail front, people are pounding the pavement, or pounding his, you know, they're calling, they're filling out forms, they're reaching out to him. People are at scale are reaching out right now, because typically in a wartime, most informed investors tend to stockpile gold when war is imminent. And so he's beginning to see even retail investors are hearing about this information that's being announced, and they are reaching out to him in copious amounts to protect their wealth. So again, these are events happening simultaneously. They're all happening. And why are the retail investors buying copious amounts of gold? Well, it's because war appears to be imminent. Why are Russia and China announcing they have massive amounts of gold? Well, because they're introducing a gold-backed programmable central bank digital currency. Now, as far as shifting gears to Matt Gaetz, all I know and all I can say is over the last 3.5 or 4 years, I continue to find people at the top, Amanda, that are what I would consider to be compromised. What am I saying? There's somebody who has a very solid stance that's pro-America, pro-God, pro-Bible. And then at a certain point, they make a hard turn the other way once they get in office. And I don't know what that is, but I do know that the surveillance technology that exists today has the ability to basically blackmail anybody. And so I don't know what is happening. I don't know what happened. I don't know what went into that decision. But I can tell you that this surveillance state is being created. And people like Yuval Noah Harari, top advisor for Klaus Schwab, they are talking about the building of a surveillance state. And Yuval Noah Harari has said during multiple interviews that he believes that the technology is in place to create a surveillance state right now, simply by using cameras and phones and microphones. And so I don't know what happened or what is happening there, but it just seems odd to me that some of the good guys – once they gain traction, they seem to be removed. They seem to be removed from their post, or they immediately go the other way once they get to a certain level of influence.
You know, I'll tell you something very interesting, Clay, and this is the first time I'm saying this publicly, but when I saw the nomination with Matt Gaetz, there's a couple of others too that I'm praying about. In my spirit, I was checked. And I was checked in a way of, I don't know if this nomination is going to go through. Now, I don't know much about Matt Gaetz. I know who he is, right? But just when I heard the nomination, I got checked in my spirit. And I went, I don't know if this nomination is going to go through. And that was the feeling in my spirit watching this unfold. And there are times the Lord will do that with me, and he'll just check me and he'll go, watch that, because that's going to change. This was one of those times. It's like Clay was saying, it's interesting to see unfold in the timing. But I will tell you this, Clay, I'm probably going to talk more about this on Monday.
Yeah.
I am watching a parallel right now develop between the church and the government.
Wow.
Going through very similar things. And what I mean by government is people that are leaders in government, right? People that just ran for election and won. I'm noticing a parallel of similar events happening and similar things coming out at similar times.
Yeah.
That's a parallel right now with the church and those in leadership and government.
Well, I'll tell you this. You joined us at the first Reawaken America.
I've been with you from the beginning, Clay.
Yeah. Well, we were going to California, which I believe, if my memory serves me well, it was the second event, I believe,
yes,
that we did. It was in Anaheim, California. Phil Hotzenpiller's church. You're saying the third. So there you go. The third event.
I think it was the third event. Yeah.
And so, yeah, third one. Okay. So we went out there and we were told by certain health officials, I was told, that if we went ahead and hosted the Reawaken America tour in Anaheim, there was a potential that, there might be arrests or that the event would be shut down. And Matt Gaetz was hosting an event at the same time. So we were hosting a Reawaken America tour. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. spoke at our event in Anaheim. And Matt Gaetz was also hosting an event. And for reasons that I don't quite understand, Matt Gaetz ultimately had to shut down or stop his event. And my understanding is he chose to, or his people around him stopped the event. And remember, this was the time where health officials were telling you it was dangerous to gather in groups. And so Matt's event was canceled and our event continued. And I was asked by somebody who was, and they called me and they said, hey, do you want us to call this event and shut it down? Or what do you want to do? And I said, I didn't mean to be funny. I just said it. I said, well, I've never thought about starting a prison ministry, but let's go for it. You know, and we went ahead and did it. I wasn't trying to be funny. I just, how I processed it. Anyway, all I'm saying is you're in a spot right now where, Matt Gaetz, at that point, he was speaking out in favor of liberty and freedom. And for whatever reason, his event got canceled right at the time where I thought it might have been the most influential it could have been. And it looks as though, hey, again, here, somebody maybe has gotten to him or has said something to him. I don't quite know what went into that decision. But, you know, our thoughts and prayers are certainly with Matt Gaetz, a man who I believe President Trump has spoken highly of consistently.
Yeah, well, yes, that is very true. And I remember, I'm going to see if I can find it real quick. It was the Yom Kippur word from last year. I believe it was on Yom Kippur. Let's see. No, that's from, okay, I need 2023. And basically, what happened was, it was before the Speaker of the House, the whole debacle happened that Matt Gaetz was in the center of.
Yeah.
And the Lord had me give a word. And in that word, it was choose wisely, Speaker. Choose righteousness in this hour or you're going to lose your seat. Mm. And there was no talk of the Speaker of the House losing his seat at that moment when I had released this word around Yom Kippur 2023, McCarthy.
Okay.
10 days later, Matt Gaetz is in the center of that, right? Remember?
Yeah, I do.
He was in the center of that, and there was almost like a coup, or there was a plan set in motion,
right,
to move McCarthy out of the speaker seat, it was huge.
Now, I will say this to you real quick here, shifting gears, and maybe your producer can pull some of this up on the screen here, but I wanted to share some stuff that I want to get your discernment on this, Amanda, and if you want to punt, for anybody out there who's not familiar with football, the goal is to get a first down. You have four opportunities to gain 10 yards, and at a certain point, if you don't quite understand the situation or you don't think your team has a probability
of getting to a first down.
Yeah, so if you feel like your team can't get a first down, you might say, well, we're going to punt. So if I throw you one of these opportunities and you say, I want to punt, that's fair. But Elon Musk, and maybe we can pull it up on the screen here, but Elon Musk has been saying that in 2026, he's saying that that's going to be at the latest. He said 2026 at the latest is when we're going to see general artificial intelligence. If we could hit play on that clip here on your end, if we could do that. If not, I can play it on my end. Let's see. Can you hear that?
For AGI, roughly 1% chance of civilization ending in any given century. Optimus is really going to be next level. You'll be able to skin Optimus in a white, pretty much with anything. So people on the internet have asked me to make catgirls real. And actually, you can make catgirls real if you have a robot. You have a robot catgirl. Optimus will be able to pick up the kids from school. And Optimus will be able to be school if you want. Be able to teach kids anything. Yeah, it'll support any language, too. So I think AGI will be next year. Probably. It's not next year. It's, say, 2026 at the latest for AGI. Latest. I hope it's nice to us. One defines AGI smarter than any human. I think we're less than 24 months away from that. Yeah, please be nice to us, AGI. Humanoid robots will usher in a level of abundance that is hard to imagine. There will be no shortage of goods and services. Yeah, Optimus can be your bodyguard. People will have Optimus in their home. I think probably everyone's going to have an Optimus, maybe more than one. The price of Optimus, I mean, ultimately, I think Optimus is probably like $20,000 or something like that, maybe 30. At volume production, Optimus, the parts in Optimus will cost less than a car. Long term is probably $20,000-$30,000. I think future wars between major powers will be drone wars. Drones don't miss. I don't think you want to have people fighting drones. That's for sure. I mean, long term, I think there'll be more. The ratio of humanoid robots will be more than 1-to-1. So there might be 2 humanoid robots or more, maybe 10 for every 1 human, which means well in excess of 10 billion humanoid robots. We're not going to do a Tesla phone. Retail's with you, Tesla. Thanks. Thank you, retail shareholders of Tesla. Appreciate the support, guys.
Play video games.
We can stop the clip there, but this
I'm watching the video game here, and it's filled with wizardry and spells and all this other stuff. Now, I'm going to point something out very interesting about what he said. Optimus, if you remember, Clay, I think it was the 1980s, there was a cartoon.
Yeah.
It was called Transformers.
Right.
And the leader of the side that was fighting the Decepticons was Optimus Prime.
Right.
And he was a truck that could turn into a humanoid robot.
Yep.
Right. And be a champion. So it's very interesting that they're calling this Optimus.
Now, again, I just want to break down what he said, because I know it might be hard for some folks to hear. He just said that by at 2026 at the latest, that's when we're going to see artificial general intelligence. This is an intelligence that's supposed to be so good that it will take all human jobs. And he just said that is going to happen in 2026 at the latest. He also said, I hope it's nice to us. Okay. Elon Musk also said the ratio of humanoid robots, which, by the way, are robots in the shape of a human. He said it will be more than 1-to-1. In fact, it might be 10-to-1. Now, when I think of that, I think of Revelation chapter 18, verse 22 through 23. And for anybody who hasn't looked that up in a while, I'll read it to you. Revelation chapter 18, verse 22 through 23. This is from the Bible. Revelation chapter 18, verse 22 through 23 reads, and I'll read it from my screen over here to the left. It says, "And the voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers and trumpeters shall not be heard." It just says, "shall be heard no more at all in thee. And no craftsman, and whatsoever craft he be, shall be found any more in thee. And the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, and for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived." I believe, and I could be incorrect, I believe that Elon Musk is talking about introducing a fleet of robots, humanoid robots, that will greatly exceed the number of humans on the planet Earth. And I believe that that would make many of America's workers and workers throughout the world, myself included, useless in an economic sense. And so that is what I'm hearing there. To me, that's a disturbing thing he's talking about. I think the imagery in the video is disturbing. I think a lot of it's disturbing, but I wanted to get your discernment on that and your thoughts there.
You know, I think sometimes people think that this is a great idea to produce these things. The problem is they don't have the vision or discernment from the Lord many times to understand that what might be being produced with a good intention is actually can very easily be used for wickedness. And they don't have the discernment from the Lord to understand that if that is created, or if this is moving in that direction, that the enemy can easily hijack it and take it and use it in a way that is going to do more harm than good. And I think this is what's happening here. There's become this great fascination with AI for the human race. And if we remember in the book of Joshua, the city AI was a downfall for Joshua and his army. It was a temptation to go into a battle too fast without doing the proper legwork, reconnaissance, cleaning out of their own camp, wisdom and thinking about a strategy, and they just rushed in. And AI ended up being a harm to them.
I agree. And again, I want people to see this. I want you to, if you can, folks, I really would like it if you could put the dots together. I want to show it to you in a way that's visual. And so the website address I'll give you two here. One is if you go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. That's the website that maybe your producer can pull up, or if you're scoring at home, it's timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. Again, timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. And there I have put together a diagram of this thing called the Fourth Industrial Revolution, or this thing called the Great Reset. And someone says, well, what does that mean? Well, the Fourth Industrial Revolution it sounds a lot like the Fourth Kingdom prophecy in the book of Daniel. So the book of Daniel, Daniel had a prophecy for a fourth kingdom where they would try to mix the miry clay with the iron, or man with machine. Klaus Schwab has a perverse vision called the Fourth Industrial Revolution, which involves mixing man with machine. And there are five core components to it. One is to put RNA modifying nanotechnology under the skin, which, by the way, Elon Musk's company Tesla makes that technology for CureVac in the shots that's just in. Two, putting a chip in your head. I don't know if anybody out there thinks that's a good idea, but Elon Musk has now FDA approval to put a chip in your head, and this chip is supposed to be able to stop obesity, stop mental disorders, help the blind see, the lame to walk. Interesting. Third is to introduce self-driving cars that can drive yourself wherever it wants to take you. Fourth is a carbon footprint tax, which Elon Musk is in favor of. People don't know that. Elon Musk is in favor of a carbon tax, a carbon footprint tax. and introducing artificial intelligence that would be utilizing 30,000 low orbit satellites that are in space. These are all Elon Musk technologies. So that is really interesting. And I want people to be able to see that at timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. The second thing I want people to know is if you go to thrivetimeshow.com, and Amanda, you know this about me, but I don't think a lot of our listeners do. The only reason that I'm really relevant for this discussion or discussions like this is God, for whatever reason, gave me a desire or a skill set or a gifting to pursue business. And in America, a lot of people maybe listen to a business person sometimes, maybe more than they should. But because I'd had a certain level of success in my life, sometimes people would answer the phone more often when I called. And so when I felt like many of your listeners called to do something, to stand up for our rights and to save our nation and to lead people into Christ, I think God aligned things in a way where I had the skill set and the connections needed to pull that off.
Yes.
And so if your listeners go to thrivetimeshow.com, you know, I do business workshops every 2 months. We'll have one featuring Tim Tebow coming up in December. We're going to have one featuring Eric Trump and Robert Kiyosaki coming up in March. And I've been doing those I've been doing like 4 to 6 of those every single year for 20 years. This is since 2005. And I can tell you more and more business people at our in-person workshops are telling me, they're saying, Clay, my job just got removed or replaced by artificial intelligence. This is happening. People that are telling me, Clay, I want to come to your workshop. And I say, and we have a ticket buyers and people that we sell tickets to, and we have a process for that we've had for years. But my ticket sales team is now telling me more and more people are saying, hey, I've worked in a pretty high level in corporate America, and I just found my job is going away. And it's been replaced by artificial intelligence. And so if you're somebody out there and you say, wow, maybe I need to restart my career, or you have a business and you're trying to optimize that. We have these business workshops. Our next one is December 5 and 6. And I can tell you, a lot of entrepreneurs, you tend to be researchers, business people.
Yeah, that is true.
And these people are sounding the bell. They're telling me, they're saying, Clay, they're sounding the alarm. They're saying, I am concerned about the posts of Elon Musk. And I say, what post? Just to be curious. And this is a post, Elon Musk, he just posted this out today. He said, America is the new Rome. And I think your producer can pull up that clip, or anybody can go to Google and do a search for America is the new Rome. Elon Musk just posted in the last 24 hours, America is the new Rome. Now, this is, for anybody who doesn't know what Rome was all about, and again, I encourage everyone to look it up. Don't believe me. Look at this. Elon Musk posts, America is the new Rome, and he draws parallels between the symbolism. And if you scroll down a little bit, you can see the different images he put up there. And again, Elon Musk is saying he wants to become the Doge, D-O-G-E. And I don't think that most people know this, but the Doge was the supreme leader of the Roman Empire for 1,000 years. The Doge, the D-O-G-E, was the supreme leader of Rome for 1,000 years. And by the way, not the most benevolent of dictators. So I want to get your thoughts with Elon Musk now saying that America is new Rome.
It's probably not the wisest idea, being that Rome was so hostile to Christians and used to, for sport, persecute them in the Roman Colosseum. There were many dictators. Nero was one of them, who not only could not stand Christians, but had high ranking members of the occult as his advisors. And Rome as well, it was the Roman Empire that crucified Jesus, that actually gave the order. Pontius Pilate finally washed his hands and the order was given. And so Rome was a pagan, barbaric, oppressive.
Right.
Empire that was void of much of a conscience. And so you don't want to compare the United States that God just saved to something that the Lord purposely destroyed.
Right.
After what Rome had done to his people and what Rome had done to his son. So you don't want to do that when God has just saved this nation. You don't want to compare it to such a pagan empire, because it was. And there's that saying, you know, Rome is burning to the ground, and everyone's going, oh, nothing to see here.
Right.
Nothing going on.
I encourage everybody, just go to Google, folks, type in Doge, D-O-G-E, and then Rome. Just do a search for D-O-G-E and Rome, and you'll see. Most people don't know that. One of the most brutal dictatorships that controlled Rome for 1,000 years was called the Doge. And he says he wants to become the Doge. Okay, here's another not so fun fact. And this is link number 4. I sent your producer there. Elon Musk posted here. He put the rise and the rise of the cosmic empire. He is now talking about the rise of the cosmic empire. And he posted a picture with 6 rockets. And it says the rise and the rise of the cosmic empire. Now, I don't know about you, but the imagery, the post, the language on the spine of what appears to be a figurative book that says the rise and rise of the cosmic empire. To me, the whole thing is disturbing. I don't know your thoughts on this, but Musk continues to talk about wanting to become the Doge. And again, the Doge was the leader, the brutal leader of the Roman Empire for 1,000 years. He keeps talking about how he thinks about Rome all the time. And now he's talking about the rise of the cosmic empire.
Yeah, I think this too. I think if Elon Musk wants to truly serve, he has to be concerned about what the Lord thinks about these things. And I'm saying that in all sincerity. And I'm saying that in all sincerity to the Trumps and to whoever else is being nominated. When God has given this victory, if you want to serve,
right,
you have to concern yourself with the things of God. If you don't, and you interfere too much in the direction the Lord wants this nation to go, and you begin to become more of a hindrance to it than a help, you are going to see the Lord massively turn the page,
right,
and remove people in droves, because he's not going to give a victory to this nation and then allow others to hijack a victory who have, you know, been lulled and deceived by the fragrance of the enemy and right, the nations that he raised up. So people have to be very careful right now coming into appointments. And the Trump family has to be careful, because what God gave, you don't want to cast your pearls before swine. You don't want to make a mockery of it. And you don't want to allow people to take it in the exact opposite direction of what God wants it to go, because he will most definitely come into the White House and interfere in your business if he gave you that victory.
Now, Elon Musk, for anybody out there that doesn't know, his name is a Hebrew name, which means oak tree, also means Zeus. For anybody who doesn't know that, and Musk is the smell of an animal. What does that mean? I don't know. I just want people to know that. We talked a little bit, or you guys talked a little bit on part one about what names mean. I just want people to know his name means oak tree, or again, Hebrew name. He claims to not be Jewish, but he has a Jewish name, a Hebrew name. And his name means oak tree or Zeus. His last name means smell of an animal, something to think about. And now we move on to these two more things I wanted to share on today's broadcast. Is Elon Musk is now suggesting that, when this is link number 5 I sent your producer, he's now suggesting that the world needs a new philosophy that is capable with the most existing belief systems. This is what he says. He says we need a new philosophy that is compatible with most existing belief systems. Again, a new philosophy that is compatible with most existing belief systems. Now, if you read the Bible and you read what the Bible has to say about philosophy, this is really important stuff here. I'm going to pull up my notes here. The Bible has actually a lot to say about philosophy. So this is not Clay Clarkism. This is the Bible. So Colossians 2:8 says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. So I would submit to you, anybody who doesn't submit to Christ is there's either pro-Christ or anti-Christ in terms of your philosophy. Next, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13 says, which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. We continue. 1 Timothy 6:20 says, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so-called. This idea of philosophy, the Bible warns us to not The Titus, chapter 3, verse 9 through 10 says, but avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. So this is, again, this is Elon Musk is now encouraging the world to embrace a new philosophy. Now, for anybody who wants to go down that rabbit trail tonight, Elon Musk has done multiple interviews where he has said that the basis of his philosophy is the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And he keeps referencing the number 42. Elon Musk keeps saying that the meaning of life explained in the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is 42. Now, for people out there that really do a lot of research into this kind of thing, they go, isn't that the number of months that the Antichrist is supposed to be in control? 42 months? So there's a little bit of that. And I would just encourage everybody, I'm not saying Elon Musk is the Antichrist. What I am saying is that he's ushering in the fourth industrial revolution technology. Even CNN has reported that Elon Musk is ushering in the fourth industrial revolution. What's the fourth industrial revolution? Put a chip in your head. To me, that's a hard pass. Self-driving cars that drive you where they want to take you. To me, that's a hard pass. RNA modifying nanotechnology, which his company Tesla makes for CureVac, that's inside the shots. The idea of a carbon footprint tax. To me, that's a hard pass. This idea of introducing a universal basic income. To me, that's a hard pass. Humanoid robots that are taking all the jobs, AI. Again, Elon Musk said recently that perhaps the new God will be created at his Memphis AI supercomputer. During an interview with Jordan Peterson, Elon Musk suggested that perhaps the new God will be created in Memphis. This is Elon Musk saying.
Now, why Memphis? That's important, what he's saying, Memphis. Because Memphis is in Tennessee. Memphis is not only a music hub, I believe, but there's a lot of dark things if you go down the rabbit hole of Memphis. There is something going on in Tennessee in general, and that's why the school covenant in Nashville was brutally attacked right before the indictments came down against Donald Trump and the whole national covenant went under attack. This is all happening in Tennessee. So I'm going to say this. A, we have to pray for Elon Musk. You have to pray for this man right now because the enemy desperately, completely wants his soul. And, you know, just because he has, you know, help with these certain things does not mean the enemy can't hijack it and take it even further into darkness. Secondly, Elon has to understand that there is a God in heaven on the throne and that he takes a great interest in this nation. And so if Elon wants to go a certain way, the Lord is going to wrestle him and he's going to get a hold of him. He's going to wrestle him and he's going to feel the full force of anything beyond Mars, rockets, or anything he has felt. But I am saying this publicly, the Lord is going to wrestle him and he is going to feel one of the first times in his life, the immense power of God when he begins to wrestle with him. That is coming. He keeps going down this road. That will come.
Now, in the chat, some of the listeners, some of your wonderful listeners and folks tuning in, were talking about Barack Obama and saying that, hey, you know, what is his connection to the Antichrist? So I hadn't planned on going there, so I will go there. Let me just play this clip here, though. This is Elon Musk, okay, talking about the he's building a supercomputer, which he says perhaps that'll be the home of the new God.
We got the XAI data center or supercomputer center training. From beginning installation to start of training in 19 days, which is the fastest that anyone has ever gotten a supercomputer to train.
And is that in that new building off to the side?
That's in Memphis, actually.
In Memphis?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's where you were?
Yeah.
I see.
Memphis, okay. The capital of ancient Egypt.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, you're bringing what?
Perhaps that's where our new God will come from.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Yeah, I wish that was funny. Yeah, okay, so I want to talk to you about alignment.
I wish that was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so he's saying that. So let me answer the question in the chat about Obama. Okay, so the Bible, Luke chapter 10, verse 18, people look it up, assume I'm making these things up. Luke chapter 10, verse 18, the Bible reads, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Well, lightning means Barak. Barak means lightning, and heaven means Bama. Bama means heaven. So again, if you read it, it would say, he said, if you read it this way, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as Barak fall from heaven, or fall from Obama. Anyway, the point is, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning, which means Barak, fall from heaven, Bama. So that's something to consider, something to have in your mind. So again, that could be something there, perhaps not. Second is the guy who introduced Yuval Noah Harari to the world. And I keep a Yuval Noah Harari on my desk, not because I want to, I like Yuval Noah Harari. People need to know who he is. This guy, I'll find it real quick here. Sean, see if you can find my Yuval Noah Harari cranium. So Yuval Noah Harari is the guy who is praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, MIT, Stanford, Harvard. His name in Hebrew, Yuval, means father of music. Yes. Noah means like as in the days of Noah, and Harari means shall ascend to the mountaintop. So the idea of Yuval Noah Harari, he was introduced by Barack Obama. And why was he introduced by Barack Obama? Well, Yuval Noah Harari was working on a project called the Gilgamesh Project.
Yes.
Which was a project. There it is. He was working again. Yuval Noah Harari was working on a project called the Gilgamesh Project, which was a project of trying to merge humans with animals. Huh? And to give people eternal life by allowing them to download their brain into another body. This is Yuval Noah Harari. So this man, who's praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, MIT, Stanford, Harvard, and a guy who's many would say is leading the Great Reset, Yuval Noah Harari, whose name means, the father of music, as in the days of Noah, shall ascend to the mountaintop, was introduced to the world by Barack Obama. Since that time, Yuval Noah Harari's become the world's best-selling author. He's advocated for rewriting the Bible using AI. He says that humans are hackable animals. This is Yuval Noah Harari. He said that COVID was the moment we put surveillance under the skin. So for anybody who studies the Bible, you have the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Okay, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Then you have the unholy trinity, which is Satan, the Antichrist prophet,
yes,
and the Antichrist. So what I'm saying to you folks is that there is, in order for the mark of the beast, Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 through 18 to happen, you would have to have a mark in your head or in your hand. And the guy who's developing much of the Antichrist technology is a man by the name of Elon Musk. And a guy who's introducing much of the Antichrist philosophy is a man by the name of Yuval Noah Harari. So I am not claiming to know who the Antichrist is or who the Antichrist prophet is, but I can tell you that Yuval Noah Harari appears to be auditioning for the role of the Antichrist prophet. I mean, who else runs around telling people that we should rewrite the Bible using AI? Who else describes humans as hackable animals? Who has said that COVID was the moment when surveillance was introduced under the skin? So there's a lot going on here. And in the Bible, if you open your Bible to Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14, someone says, why do you know this? This is pretty much all I think about. But if you open your Bible to Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14, the Bible states that when the Euphrates River dries up, which it is, that China and Russia will team up, which they are.
They are.
And the false prophet will show up. The beast technology will show up. And all the nations will gather against Israel, the land of Israel. Now, someone says, well, the only reason that the Euphrates River is drying up is because of dams. Well, the Bible doesn't say how it's going to dry up. And so people say, well, the only reason they call Yuval the false prophet is because it's all propaganda. But the Bible doesn't say how that happens. Otherwise,
and it could be a precursor. The Euphrates drying up could be a foreshadowing, too, and a precursor, because you see these things beginning to come together. And sometimes it takes a while, but this could be the precursor to that.
Right. Yeah. And that's why I tell people these resources. I want to make sure I'm being very clear. I'm trying to give three resources today. One is if you go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. I mean, this diagram, folks, you say, well, Clay, why do some of these people actually listen to you? You seem kind of pale. Are you okay? It's typically because a lot of these bigger names that we know, some of the biggest voices in America, they go to this page all the time, timetofreeamerica.com/revelation, and they look up some of the research that I do, and they go, wow. And so that's kind of how I gained the respect of certain folks, is they just look at my research. Yeah. Second thing I want to encourage people to check out, again, is if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, just the website itself, timetofreeamerica.com, there is all sorts of research and facts there, but it ties in the Bible as well as the current events that are happening. You can see it all there. And then finally, you know, the reason why I do business workshops and why I've done those forever is I believe that money's a magnifier. Now, let me just give you an example. If I get abducted by, I don't know, people that don't like me, and you never talk to me again, but let's say you sowed a seed of $5 to Ark of Grace. If you donated $5 to Ark of Grace, what happens? Well, Ark of Grace Ministries, Amanda, your ministry, you guys use that money, you're good stewards of that money, to go out and share the gospel in the air everywhere. And so money is a magnifier. Let's do another example. Aaron Antis, who's been on your show multiple times, or Jonathan Kahn. Aaron Antis is a home builder. Jonathan Kahn is an author. If you go out there and buy the Dragon Prophecy book, what does that do? That magnifies the message. That allows Jonathan to reach more people in the air everywhere. Aaron Antis, home builder. I'm just giving some examples. Aaron builds homes, but money's a magnifier. Well, Aaron and Deb Antis are some of the kindest, most benevolent, generous givers I've ever met. I run into people all the time. I'll give you an example. I ran into a lady a while back who I'm talking to her on the phone, and I won't be specific about what she does, but here Aaron and Deb had been supporting her ministry for years. I didn't know that. Aaron doesn't run around wearing a t-shirt that says, I donate money to this cause, but this is a woman that he met. He believed in her ministry, and Aaron and Deb support them. There's a pastor I ran into from Texas. He calls me up and he says, hey, you know that Aaron and Deb are some of the most benevolent givers I've ever met. I mean, so when we were doing the Reawaken tour, we went to 24 cities. I kept bumping into people that Aaron and Deb Antis were supporting, that were prayer partners with. So what am I saying? Money is a magnifier. So if you go to thrivetimeshow.com, people say, Clay, you know, why did you do the Reawaken tour? Why did you stop the Reawaken tour? What's happening next? I felt arrested and convicted, quickened, like everybody watching this show. And I felt like during these lockdowns, quarantines, and curfews, there has to be something that I can do to use my talents and time and treasure to save this country. So I got on the phone. I called General Flynn. I called certain people I knew. I called you. And I said, is there any way that we could all come together to Tulsa to share what's going on from a biblical perspective? And we did that. And I committed to Eric Trump and General Flynn. I would do that up until the election. That's what my commitment was. And that event tallied up almost a $2 million loss. I picked up I was on the receiving end of numerous hit pieces. I picked up an incredible lawsuit that I'm still involved in. I'm being sued by the former head of security and strategy of Dominion for defamation. Although what I've said has been, I mean, if you get a chance to watch his deposition, the guy suing me has admitted, he says, yeah, it is true. And during his own deposition, he said, it is true that he was once a member of the Skinheads. Okay. He's just said that, you know, it is true. It is true that he used to be a drug addict. It is true that so these statements that I made have, you know, and during his own deposition, he's confirmed these things. But yet, you know, I was sued. And so but I incur most of the people that have donated to help support the Reawaken tour behind the scenes have been people that are doing well financially. There are people that have been doing well and they've been able to sow a seed or two. And so I encourage everybody, if you get the chance to come to our business workshop, it's interactive. We teach you how to start and grow a company, but we're not going to teach you how to do it and exchange your soul for compensation. So it's a Christian-based business growth workshop. It's a kingdom-building business workshop. And so if you're saying today, man, Clay, I want to achieve financial success so that I can sow more into the kingdom. I would encourage you to come out to one of our workshops. And you'll be at the conference, you'll have people like Aaron Antis there. I know Don A. Clement has attended in the past. We've had Mike Lindell in the house. General Flynn has been there. And so money's not a bad thing if it's used to sow seeds into the kingdom. But again, money is just an amplifier.
Do you see this coming, Clay? I'm game.
Oh, I have gone to Mar-a-Lago and I have had this discussion that we're having in large part. And I brought General Flynn with me. And so this conversation has happened. All I can say is I share the truth without apology. I do believe that Donald J. Trump is fulfilling the Kim Clement prophecies by returning into office for a second term. I also believe that if you watch the Kim Clement prophecies, watch them tonight. Watch them tonight. Kim Clement prophesied that Trump would be a trumpet, which I believe.
Yeah, we did. Me and Donna did a special on it just 2 days ago.
Okay, so
on our grace.
People should go watch it because it does say in the prophecy that Trump would return for a second term. And then it says after that, he will be filled with the Holy Spirit. He'll be baptized by the Holy Spirit. And I believe that President Trump discovering the facts that I'm sharing on today's show, the facts that are being shared, I think it will cause him to react to it a certain way. And I believe that President Trump will be baptized by the Holy Spirit, and that's going to happen. But a lot of times, you know, who else in the Trump orbit is sharing this information? I mean, who else is sharing this? And I've been loyal to facts. That's what I do, is I share facts from a biblical perspective. And I just hope that President Trump is filled with the Holy Spirit, baptized with the Holy Spirit, as Kim Clement prophesied.
And you never know, Naomi. The Lord may send me and Clay down there together on a mission from God.
Yeah, please. I welcome it. And I'll tell you this. The Bible talks about in the book of Revelation multiple times. It says, let them that have ears to hear, hear. And so I can tell you that the Trump family, I mean, kudos to them for hopping on the Amanda Grace show and being open to having dialogue with Christian faith leaders. Yeah. So kudos to them. I'm also saying that I believe it is my duty to encourage everybody out there. Don't put a chip in your head when in doubt. Don't put RNA modifying nanotechnology under your skin. Don't turn over your authority to artificial intelligence.
Amen.
Don't turn over your dating life. This is real. To artificial intelligence. Don't turn over your thought life to artificial intelligence. Don't let artificial intelligence read the Bible and summarize it for you. Don't use artificial intelligence to take the place of the God-given intelligence that God has given you.
Amen. Amen, Clay. I totally agree with you on that. Praise the Lord. Well, Clay, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, I'm sorry I'm so pale, but I'll see if I can tan up a little bit before next time. Thank you so much, man. I really do appreciate you.
I appreciate you, Clay. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that was, Sadie keeps coming up here. I've been trying to keep her off all broadcast, and she keeps coming up here. So we're just going to let her wander. But yep, that was my time with Rabbi Jonathan Kahn and with Clay Clark. Two amazing men. And I praise the Lord for our time together. A couple of announcements as we end for today. First and foremost, we'll talk about the book in a minute, but the cruise. Timothy Dixon is now coming on the cruise also. So if you would like to join us February 9th to 16th, we're going to be speaking, both of us, and ministering on this cruise. And so you can, the phone number's there, heavenlycruises.com website is also there. So we just wanted to put that up quickly. And then on top of it here, I am very excited because my debut book through Charisma Media is coming out. It is The Revelationary War, the epic battle against false prophecy and deception. And it goes into a lot of what has happened through the decades as well in this nation and in the world. And I'm very, very excited about this. I praise the Lord. I didn't even know I had this book in me, but the Lord did. And so it is for pre-order right now on Amazon. So you see the website there. You could go to arcofgrace.org, scroll down. It is on the front page. So if you just scroll down, you'll see it. You'll see the website. It is available for pre-order right now. As you can see, the front of the book is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And then there's the prophet on the mountain. We are most definitely fighting a revelationary war right now that is raging within the earth. So praise the Lord for that. And there it is on the front of the website. So, yep, you go right there. You can scroll down and you will be able to pre-order it. I give all glory to God that this book, I had a very tight timeline they gave me to write this book, and it, praise God, got done. So I'm very thrilled about that. This is kind of how it's going to look when you get it. So if you want to see kind of how the cover is going to look, this is how it's going to look. And we're very, very excited about this. And also, we're going to put up MyPillow for a moment, because MyPillow is having an enormous holiday sale. There's Duchess Pig in a Blanket on her MyPillow dog bed. And they basically are announcing this extravaganza for the holidays that they're doing. They have slippers at pretty much half off. You can get their slippers right now. They also have six-piece towel sets that are under $30. They have flannel sheets as well that are under $60. And so you can go to MyPillow.com, use promo code ARC to save quite a bit of money on your holiday shopping. So if you want to do some holiday shopping, they have amazing products. They are so much more than just pillows. So you can go to mypillow.com and use promo code ARC today and be a blessing to Mike Lindell as well with all that man has endured for our nation over the past 4 years. It is wonderful. We can just give that to you and be a blessing to him as well. So we're going to be putting out shorts the rest of the week. We will be back on Monday unless something happens and you see us back on before that. But look for shorts that we're going to be putting out as well. So thank you everyone for joining us tonight. God bless you. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to speak it. The word of God is living and active. You have to activate it. You have to speak it. This is a living, breathing document that is living and active and current for every generation. And we as the body of Christ have to speak it. We have to activate it. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. There's other Psalms there as well you can go to and speak and look up and read. Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19 is in the believer's authority. I say those scriptures every day. Pretty much every day I am speaking them because we need that wisdom from God poured into us and into our vessels in order to do what he's called us to do in this time. Also, the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6. Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. And the order to that prayer is what's so crucial. Praising God first, saying, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven," and then give us this day our daily bread. Then the asking comes. So go take a look at that. Adopt it into your prayer life. It is so important. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you, everyone. We love you. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your evening. And we will be back on Monday. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew, so it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, and you can use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount.